Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
I'd like to welcome back in a frequent guest of the program as of late, someone very knowledgeable about the auto industry. He's a vice president with the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. He's also the president of Mish Auto. His name's Glenn Stevens, and we're welcoming him back to WPHM right now. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning, Caleb. How are you today?
I am doing fantastic. It's a beautiful day here in the greater Port Huron area. Lots of sunshine. A beautiful weekend, too.
It is. It is. I just drove back from up north and had to get one more look at the colors up in the tip of the lower peninsula. So it was a fantastic weekend.
Still okay up there, color-wise?
Well, yeah. I mean, when you get along the water, they're still pretty vibrant. But I think this was just the end of peak this past weekend. So I think that I think winter is coming, as they say.
Yeah, I mean, there's already snow in not too far from where you grew up last week. So,
yes, they did get some in the UP.
Glenn, we have been hearing so much about auto industry, electrification, battery plants, semiconductors, all of this stuff. I know you follow it very closely. I want to talk about a big announcement, groundbreaking, if you will, last week. I think it was in Novi, right?
Yes, the groundbreaking was held in Novi for ONE, Our Next Energy is what it stands for, and an incredibly interesting startup in the battery space, which is beyond a startup, has 160-plus employees now, and they're doing their R&D in Novi, and they're going to have a 2,000-person advanced manufacturing facility in Van Buren Township to produce batteries. So this is a pretty significant event for Michigan.
So produce batteries as like a supplier for one of the big three, perhaps?
Yeah. Well, they have multiple customers in the OEM space. They don't list them. I would assume that there are different OEMs around the world that they'll be supplying. But yes, they're doing their advanced research here in Michigan. The company incubated in Michigan. It started up in Michigan, employs 160 high-tech workers in Novi right now. And then they're going to build these batteries, which they have the orders for. And the governor, lieutenant governor, congressional leaders, local leaders, county executive Coulter, everybody was there this past week for really a very impressive event, but a very significant event also.
Is there a amount of public money that the state has chipped in to land that project?
Yes, like many things, the MEDC and the state and the governor's office have worked together really for about a year now with regards to the SOAR fund. Michigan did not have the economic tools in the toolkit to be able to attract some of these facilities and to incent some of these facilities. It's not all about incentives. In fact, that's only one piece of the equation. But yes, some of the funding from the SOAR fund is going to Our Next Energy, just like it went to GM and Ford, and also Goshen, which was the Big Rapids announcement just 2 weeks ago, too, for a battery supply chain company over there also.
Are we focusing a little bit too much here, Glenn, on just this automotive industry? Haven't we seen some of the negative impacts of focusing so hard on autos or mobility, as they say?
Well, I think that you bring up a really good point, and that is a topic of discussion that everyone is having right now. And here's what I would say about that. You know, I think for many, many years, and I've heard this, and I know you've heard this, but people will say, well, we need to diversify away from the auto industry. And I would argue that the greatest platform we have for diversification is off of some of our core industries like automotive. When you look at the technologies that are play in factory 4.0 or in the connected vehicle, all these different technologies can be deployed in other industries too. So I would say that it's important for us to make sure that our advanced manufacturing industry is strong and that we need to protect what we have. However, that is not what will grow the state. What's going to grow the state is if we have more advanced engineering jobs, software development jobs, coding jobs, and these are the types of technology jobs that are really, really important to our growth. So I would say, yes, it's important to incent and to make sure we protect the industry we have, but use it to diversify, use it to grow, and make sure that across all jobs, I don't care what level of job you're looking at, there's more and more digitalization that is occurring in our economy.
I want to talk a little bit more about some of that advanced manufacturing. We're speaking with Glenn Stevens from Mish Auto. You were talking about one of the couple big projects that landed in Michigan over the past few weeks regarding batteries. But there's also been some semiconductor projects that we missed out on.
Well, I guess you could argue we've missed out on some things, but we've also been able to capitalize on some things. In fact, last week there was an expansion of Hemlock Semiconductor, and that's a significant event for our state too. So the supply chain is really changing in the auto industry, really, and across all industries, because there's two major trending forces that are occurring, and that's sustainability, therefore electrification, and digitalization, not just of the vehicle, but of buildings and the Internet of Things, of infrastructure. So when you look at what we're going after, yeah, it's important for us to get battery plants, but it's also important for us to be part of the semiconductor supply chain. There was a big win by Ohio, Intel, and then Micron announced a big project a few weeks ago in upstate New York. But I know that Michigan is pursuing being leaders in not just electrification, but in digitalization and things like semiconductors. And when you look at some place like the Blue Water region, which has historically been a really, really strong advanced manufacturing area, we have to protect those jobs and grow those. But we need more technology and innovation to come out of regions like the Blue Water, too. And I know that there's a lot of people working on that, too.
Now, Glenn, when we talk about semiconductors, obviously we know firsthand how important those are and why we shouldn't rely on overseas manufacturing for that type of product. Have you seen some of those supply chain issues ease up from over the past couple of years?
Well, I think that every time we think that the semiconductor issues have calmed down, they rear their head again. So I think people believe that the semiconductor supply chain from a global perspective has stabilized. But unfortunately, there are all other types of supply chain problems that continue to plague the industry, including labor. Labor continues to be a big issue. But again, as we look forward, it's important for us to make as much as we can in this country, which is why the CHIPS Act was so important, so we can invest in semiconductor manufacturing in our country. But it's also important for us to make sure that we can compete globally, too. So I would say that the supply chain has stabilized in some areas, but in other areas it continues to be bumpy. And everybody knows what inflation has done. You can imagine what it's done to the supply chain, too. So the companies that are in the automotive space are going through a very difficult time, but, you know, they're forging forward. It's a pretty resilient industry, and the folks that make things in Port Huron area know what I'm talking about.
Now, Glenn, I want to talk to you a little bit more about some of the other supply issues. You know, you brought up a point about the need for more raw materials. And right here in Michigan, we have operating nickel mines, copper mines again, perhaps. I know up in Minnesota, the Twin Metals Project has been something you've been talking about. Where are we sitting with some of these larger natural resources projects, too? Because we're going to need those if we're going to be building more batteries.
Well, the fact of the matter is that batteries and most of the mineral supply flows through Asia. And the Japanese, Korean, and Chinese companies control that market. And that is not sustainable for our supply chain. And then there are the IRA, IRA Act that just came out about a month ago requires that there be more localization of batteries and critical minerals for batteries. So I actually went to northern Minnesota 2 weeks ago to really understand what's going on there with regards to a mine that cannot get permitted. You reference the fact that we have one nickel mine that's operating in the in the country right now. It happens to be in the Upper Peninsula, and it only has a few years left on its life cycle. So we're going to need to control more of the raw materials that are needed if we're going to have the electrification demand that's going to be fulfilled. And this is a really big issue right now that everybody's focused on.
Why would the U.S. Department of Energy then say that there are 12 states targeted for electric vehicle production, neither of which is Michigan or Minnesota?
Well, that's actually something I've got a meeting on today. When the DOE let the first tranche of close to $3 billion, they did not include Michigan on their list. And we do know that there are applicants for that money from Michigan. So that's something that I've got a couple conversations with people about today. It's not the last of the money that the DOE is going to let with regards to that, but we need to make sure that companies like One and like other supply chain companies and other new technology companies that are in Michigan in the battery supply chain are part of this program too. And that's part of our job. That's part of my job. And so we're working on.
Broke up there just a little bit there, Glenn. We're talking to Glenn Stevens with Mitch Otto and the Detroit Regional Chamber too. If you can still hear me, Glenn, I guess one final question.
Yeah, I can. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, no. I you broke up there briefly. Glad you're back. So, just one final question regarding electrification. You know, we're looking at more and more, whether it's pickup trucks, Hummers, large SUVs, that sort of thing. You know, I always imagined, you know, electric vehicles being these small little green cars. You know, like the Chevy Volt, and you know, that was one of the earlier ones. Is it necessary to have an electric pickup truck? I mean, are we going to see electric everything at some point?
I think at some point, and that is a distant point in the future, the majority will be electrified. That the internal combustion engine is not going anywhere anytime soon, but it's remarkable at how fast the demand is picking up. And in our country, because people do want trucks and do want SUVs, this is what people buy, and people do want electrification, and the demand is there, we're seeing these market shifts. You know, you're right. We used to see the Leaf, the Nissan Leaf, and the Toyota Prius, and the Bolt and Volt, and now we're looking at F-150s and big SUVs that are electrifying, and it's really quite remarkable to see what's happening, and it's going to be really interesting to see how it unfolds.
It's a developing industry, and it's just getting underground and underway, and Michigan wants to be ground zero for this new industry that we're calling mobility now, not just the automotive industry, but the mobility industry. And it all starts with batteries and semiconductors, and that's what Glenn Stevens is covering in part with Mitch Otto. If we want to find out any more about this, some of these developments, some of these big projects being announced, or as more becomes announced, where can we find out some more info, Glenn?
Well, we're keeping track of things at our website. In fact, getting ready to launch a new one here pretty soon at Mitch Otto, MichAuto.org. And my contact information is there too on the website. And if there's anything we can ever do for folks in the Blue Water region, it's a really, really important part of our state. As you know, I used to work out in Marysville and I know it well and love that area, but happy to help anyone out there. And thanks for your time today, Cable. Really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate the inside look into this rapidly changing industry, and we'll be in touch again very soon. Glenn Stevens from Mitch Otto and the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce, thank you so much.
Thanks, Caleb. Have a great day.
You too. And Caleb Gordon here filling in for Paul Miller. You're listening to 1380 WPHM.